Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I saw Tarkan, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, I'm Nick Capper.
And I'm Matt Stewart, and we're on the road again.
We are on the road again. Well, we're not on the road. We're in Matt's garage, but I'm staring at your golf buggy.
Yeah.
Is it a buggy? What's that called?
Yeah, it's got a buggy. Or some call it a trundler, do they?
A trundler. Okay.
Maybe they don't. I'm not sure.
You told me you play golf once a year. How many times a year did you used to play?
There was a time 10 years ago where I would play. In the summer months, I'd play once every couple of weeks.
Oh, nice.
That probably at the peak I played. I did have a golf membership for about nearly 6 months where I played every week.
Oh, that's good.
And which started with me loving golf.
Yeah.
And ended with me hating golf. So I quit my membership, I'm like, this sucks. I hate this. It felt like I was going to work.
Yeah.
I was paying to get up on a Saturday morning and go play a thing that I was fucking hating. So it actually cured me of golf, my brief love affair with it. I mean, I enjoy playing once or twice a year, but yeah, as a weekly thing.
I think that's what makes us, you and I are so different, but it's what makes us, brings us close together is that we were both from kind of country backgrounds or suburban backgrounds where our mates did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And we had a go at all of it. Yeah. And we're like, this sucks. And
yeah, I've had a crack at most of those. Yeah. Most of those things. Yeah, as growing up, I played nearly every sport. And, never stuck with any of them, really.
But Wagga.
Wagga, yes, that's
it's
right.
It's like we're trying to get off the subject here.
Oh, yeah. Wagga was our toughest night of the lot. You hosted, I headlined, and you did all right. You warmed up into it.
Yeah, and, it took me a while, though.
I just had a real flat set. It wasn't full bomb, but it was, you know, it was about as gross as as I've had in a long time.
I remember did you start off good? I can't remember.
I think fine and it just sort of went kind of flat from there. When I say fine, not great. It was sort of a lukewarm start and it just sort of carried on similar to that, I think. I think there was maybe somewhere in there where it was it was starting to trend up and then,
You had them real good and I felt like you had them. And then for some reason, I don't know why, you just thought you'd keep going.
Yeah, I think
maybe you were trying to get that big high.
I think maybe I thought I was building momentum, but what I should have realized was I'd got everything that I was going to get and should have got out at that, but I got greedy thinking that I'd turned a corner or something, but anyway, whatever. I'm glad that we're reliving that. I'd entirely forgotten about that night. I think the next day was good. We had breakfast with Dane Simpson, the king of Wagga, and Damien Callinan was there. We bumped into
him. Yeah, he was doing some kind of show, and he was like selling out every night and having fun. And
yeah, it was great. It's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Fucking hell!
No, it was nice. He's got to be one of the nicest guys in comedy.
He's the best. He's the best bloke.
And Dane wouldn't be far behind.
If you got a spare couple of minutes or whatever, look at Damien Callinan's sketches on Skit House. Someone's compiled them all.
Oh, cool.
And they are so funny. There's this one where there's policemen and they're all sitting in a spa. So it's just a police drama, but for some reason they're all in a spa and it's excellent.
Well, I mean,
I'm not doing it any justice.
I know what I'm going to be checking out after this episode. This is the intro, right?
Yes.
We should get on with the episode.
Yeah, we'll get on with the episode.
We're delaying the pain.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I
can't even remember how honest I was about it in this episode. You'll probably hear me sort of looking out into the middle distance going, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, maybe we were kidding ourselves in this. Anyway, let's hear it. Let's relive it.
It's on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is...
Welcome to Back on the Frog and Toad.
Okay. Is that what...
So...
On the Frog and Toad again.
The Frog and Toad podcast.
Can we?
Man, I reckon it's got a better ring than On the Road.
Okay. I don't know if we can start this far in. I'm not
sure. I was hoping you wouldn't back down. And that would make a great point of conversation. But anyway, you back down really easily.
I'm like, you got to read the tone. That's not me agreeing. That's me going, okay, it's... The listener is now looking at their phone. This podcast is called On the Road Again. I'm just saying, okay. You can think that's what's going to be happening.
Yeah, all right. Well, whatever's going down, you know. We're just driving out of Wagga. Wagga, it's beautiful. There's a Bowman train station.
What a beautiful old train station.
Beautiful old train station. So it must be near Bowman. There's a winery to the right. It's beautiful. There's some packing containers. They're all different colours.
I love the beautiful different coloured packing containers.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love it. There's a BOC Wagga Operations Centre.
Yeah.
What's that? Like gas or something? It's a gas company.
That's sort of
beautiful.
That's like a nature's waterfall, you know?
Nature's waterfall.
Imagine if nature could put together something.
That's a
beautiful
waterfall, I think. But anyway, good work, buddy. I enjoyed that. We just came out of Wagga. We just had a beautiful breakfast at a place called Unique. And I have not eaten anything sweet the whole day. And I thought, why not get an apple crumble breakfast? That's what I had. And I do not regret it.
Yeah,
I don't regret it, man.
You loved it. You went quiet for the 3 minutes it took you to eat it.
Was that a good 3 minutes for you, man?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was great.
So
I went with the corn fritters.
Oh, they look good.
Yeah, they were good. What I needed. Bit of rocket salad. I think my stomach needed a bit of roughage, I think.
How is your stomach? You were feeling a bit sick last night, man.
I bet, yeah, it's been... All week's been a bit rubbish, but it's...
Then I was going to ask you to check in with you, and then about an hour later I saw you with a pint.
Well, that was when, you know, the doctor stage was kicking in, or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah.
So any sort of medical symptoms go away just before going on stage. So I thought, oh, actually, maybe I do feel like a beer after all.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, soon after coming off stage, I did not. I felt a bit crook again, but...
Mate, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah,
I want you to enjoy this trip.
I know, it's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I just needed to keep it a little bit easier and eat a bit better and I would have been fine, but I've got cocky.
Mate, you overstepped the mark.
Yeah.
The
breakfast was sick. So we ate with Dane Simpson, who runs the room, and his partner Eleanor, and they took us there, and their friend as well, who works at the theatre, I think.
Yeah, Eleanor's sister.
Oh, that was her sister. Yeah, cool. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah. So it was great. We Dane Simpson, one of the best kind of comics to come out in a while, plus great bloke. Him and Eleanor run the Riverina Comedy Club. Yeah. What do you reckon of the room?
Oh, it's cool. Well, I mean, they've built up the Wagga scene from nothing.
Yeah.
I think. I don't think there was a comedy room when Dane started a few years ago. And now he's got, I think he was saying there's 15 odd local comics who rotate through the room as well.
Yeah, he's really moving and shaking.
Yeah.
So he wants to start up a couple of other gigs so when comics come out, they can... You know, they just don't get the fee that he gives them, and then they can have some other fees and stuff like that. Some other fuck. They can get paid some other money. Why am I saying fee?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm saying fee.
What are you, like a lawyer or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to be smart. I try to sound entrepreneurial.
That's really transparent.
That's fucked.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah. I got to stay in my lane. I got on to MC it. I got to say, the crowd, there were a lot of arms folded.
Yeah.
A lot of arms folded.
Of the first three shows, it was definitely the toughest
Yeah,
especially if you kick off, but yeah, probably the whole way through. But it was cold for you getting up there. They did not. Yeah. I think there's a good sign, and that is, or a bad sign, and that is when the applause stops when you're still meters away from the microphone.
Yeah. And I didn't. I'm going to remember this for next time. I should write down some notes. Is to just, Dane said they're a good crowd. You just got to tell them what's up.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell them what's up. I just I tried my best. Did some crowd work, and then I got them warmed up. But you know, it was still wasn't till the kind of second act got on. I think he had a lot of friends in the audience as well.
Yeah.
But right. He had a great cadence.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a great cadence, and it was so good. I forget his name, Gav Comtesi or something.
And he was I think you pronounced it better there than you did on stage. But
yeah, I kept having memory blanks up there. I don't know why. I didn't have any drinks beforehand or anything. Oh, I had one beer at the Thirsty Crow Brewery, a brewery I wanted to check out, and I made us walk in the rain for 15 minutes.
Just so you could try that beer. It seemed like a cool brewery. And yeah. You had the roast.
Oh, man, I had a
Sunday roast pizza.
Sunday roast pizza. It was so good. It was like a roast lamb on a pizza.
Yeah, with peas. Was there gravy on it or apple
sauce?
Yeah,
it was like a gravy on it. Oh, it was incredible.
Maybe pumpkin?
Pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like, I'd never seen anything like it. It looked like a piece of art.
Definitely worth a walk in the rain, and Matt's guts were filled crook, so he just had a ginger beer there.
Yeah.
Did that fix you up? Did that ginger beer fix you up?
I think it was, yeah, I think there's something in that ginger beer remedy that you've told me about.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, well, really, I was hanging for a paddle. I was so keen for a paddle, and then I just thought I better not.
Yeah. That's a paddle of beers, by the way. We did not want to spank him. Man, it's not a tradition for Matt to get spanked at a brewery.
It should be.
Yeah.
it should be sometimes, for sure. But
it's his only kinky side at a brewery.
Yeah. Got a real niche kink. I guess that's what kinks are.
Yeah, they are. It's a niche.
Yeah.
We had a great time. It was a good time to.
I closed out. I did about 40 minutes, and it was an up and down set, and I would say I don't feel awesome about it. I'd say it was fine.
Yeah.
But those ones where you feel like you're left a bit out there. I would have loved to have run it again straight away.
Yeah.
I would have made a bunch of changes. I would have gone about it a little bit differently, and yeah. So there's. Those ones always leave me feeling a little bit empty. But, you take some lessons and you... everyone was very nice. People say it was a fun show, so you just got to take that sometimes, even though inside you're going, yeah, thank you, you know, but inside you're going, I wish I had another crack at it.
Yeah, I could see you weren't happy with it. I wasn't happy with mine until the second half. Basically until the... Because there was a guy after the Gav guy who was good as well. And I thought, oh, these guys, they're in the mode. They're there. They're present. I was present, but in a different way.
Yeah.
I don't know what way I was not... Anyway, I decided after the break I was going to be present. I was going to make it hot for you. Now, I even tried out some new stuff.
Yeah, that new bit went pretty well. The bit about we were talking about on the first episode, I think, about
about the zoo, Steve Irwin and stuff like that. Flip flopping. It went real good. And then you gave me a great joke suggestion about building a dam, and it was great, man. It got a huge applause.
Yeah, yeah. It's already a strong bit, but yeah, it's just a little top of it.
Yeah.
What's going on out here?
Yeah.
The yellow fields. What is that? Cannoli.
I think it is cannoli. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
So the yellow fields as far as the eyes can see.
What if we should stop for a photo or something?
Yeah, I'll see. I'll pull it over.
It's beautiful. But Wagga, great town. There's a gym there that I go to that I've been to last time I was in Wagga. And it's got this cool exercise bike, so it's like a video game. so you can race other people.
I love it.
Man, it's not like it's like you're not even exercising. But then I got on it this morning after having a few beers, and I was like, not even the video game can get my motivation for exercise.
But I mean, just the fact that you got up in the morning before checkout to do half an hour shows you're in a pretty dedicated spot.
Yeah, I feel good for it now, man. I feel good because we're in the car all day, and you know, you feel great, your teeth feel not good, and your guts feel weird, and you just don't feel good about yourself. That's why I thought the gig probably would have gone a bit better at the start, because I thought, well, I've exercised, I haven't had any, I've looked after myself, I've looked over my notes, how can this go wrong? But in the world of stand-up comedy, things still go wrong.
Yeah, there's always other factors that you don't realise are coming. But, yeah, as long as the people are happy with the show, it's the main thing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wagga, what a great town, man. I absolutely love Wagga. I would nearly move there.
Yeah, it's the kind of place you could live easily. It's got everything you want.
And it's very trendy. This cafe we went to was sick. Like, it was just as good as any cafe in Melbourne. And last time I was here, Dane took me to a different one, and I had the best chicken and waffles I've ever had. And I said this real shit thing. You know when you say a shit thing and you don't know it till you've said it? I'm like, oh, what are these guys from, like, Sydney or Melbourne? And they've moved down. He's like, no, they're local guys. And then I just felt like shit, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, someone from Wagga can make good fucking chicken and waffles.
Yeah, what a weird patronizing thing.
No,
to think.
It was fucked.
Oh, obviously they're not from around.
Yeah,
here.
Obviously, yeah. So anyway, Andrew Dowling's paid us some money to come to Junee. So we're gonna have some breakfast in Junee. We're not gonna have a big thing, but we're gonna have a little bit. We're gonna check out the haunted house that is apparently. What was the dude's name? Danger Duncan or something like that.
Apparently he was a like an 80s or a 90s stuntman or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what was his name? Howard? Henry,
yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway.
We're now entering historic
Junee. So,
an 1870s railway town, the sign says.
Ooh. So, what? Wagga? Reckon... 8.5, 9?
Yeah, I reckon it's in that vicinity.
Yeah. Great town.
Great town.
Absolutely loved it.
And being able to hang out with the king of Wagga, Dane Simpson, obviously takes it up a notch. Also, we had the kebabs last night on the way home.
Oh, yeah. And Dane knows everybody. He can't walk down the street. So he's on, like, a lot of Channel 10 shows. He's got a lot of TV work and stuff. Still lives in Wagga, which I love. He hasn't moved to Melbourne or anything like that. He still lives in Wagga, so I don't know. You don't really have, in a town like that, you don't really have someone on mainstream TV. But also, his friends told me when I was here a couple of years back, they were like, it was like that before he was on TV.
Well, I mean, a couple of years ago, it was pretty much before he was on TV, right? And he was, when I was here last time a couple of years ago, it was like he'd cut lines at all the nightclubs. We walked into the kebab shop, he got served in front of everyone else. I'm like, he is really the king of Wagga.
He is.
And that was the other thing. So, yeah, Dane, obviously a legend. The other maybe interesting thing that happened last night was, Kappa, you basically got someone kicked out of the club because you almost had a fight.
Yeah, some guy come up and started rubbing his hands through my hair. And,
I assumed at that point that you knew each other.
Yeah.
You know, he seemed pretty... He was acting like he was real familiar.
He was very familiar, yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what came over me. Usually I just take it. I'm like, nah, this time I'm not going to take it. So I just pushed him off me. I said, don't touch me, mate. And then he wanted to go me.
Yeah.
And then I could see his mate was cool. If his mate wanted to go me, then I would have been like...
Trouble. Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
A brawl was about to happen. But And I would have been standing, you know, a good 10, 15 metres away.
Yeah.
Watching it going, oh, Kappa, poor bloke.
Yeah.
He was a good mate while he was alive.
There was another dude, like, quite kind of a bigger guy who I've seen do comedy there. I forget his name. And he kind of stood in front of me, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I stood further behind him.
Yeah, you really
did. Because I was like, yeah, you know, that's fine.
You were trying to de-escalate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think you pretty much did, and that guy's mate came in and it was all fine, but he was itching for a fight.
Yeah.
In the, like, 15 minutes before that, I was in the urinal. I had a piss and he was in the urinal. You know when guys are so drunk, they put their hand up on the wall to lean?
Yeah.
He wasn't using his hand, he was using his shoulder. So he was leaning on the urinal wall with his cheek pressing up. So he's off his chops, he's pissing, and then he's on the phone. And then he's going, get in here. He's saying, what the fuck, you didn't get in here on the phone. And then the phone call ends. And then he looks, he notices me standing next to him. And he goes, redhead drop dead. And I said, oh, yep, I'm a proud redhead, or something like that. And he goes, proud redhead? Shouldn't be, or something. Just sort of walk off. That was real weird. So it was weird to see him be odd to you as well.
Yeah, and apparently...
That's a real surprising twist in his character.
Apparently he was not nice to Dane's girlfriend, Eleanor, and to her friend as well.
Right, and so that's the one that got him.
Yeah, that was the one that got him out. So, yeah, the worst thing is there's no way I could have taken him. He was quite a big man.
Yeah.
I was like, he's... But then again, probably not so agile.
Yeah, he would have been throwing slow haymakers, I reckon.
Yeah. But anyway, his mate was nice, so I said, I was like, sorry, mate.
Yeah, and his mate was apologising too.
Yeah. So that was fine. So, yeah, a bit of Wagga culture there.
Yeah, it is good to get the culture.
Yeah. the bar was kind of like a place where, I don't know, it's weird. We were saying it last night, hey, man. So the bar's quiet and then it's just a mad nightclub.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's playing hip-hop music and stuff.
And people come in waves.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be... When he got kicked out, I think about 15 people left with him.
Yeah.
Probably to go to another one of the clubs. But then he was obviously the alpha of the group, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just really going... Doof, doof, doof. Music was picking up.
Yeah.
And I don't miss those days at all. But then some in that little zone, in that little pocket of time, I felt the mystery of where a night might progress.
Yeah.
You know, that excitement when you rocked up at the bar around 10:30, 11.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. You can have the best night of your life.
Yeah, I always expected it to be as well. Yeah. I remember, I just full of optimism always about those nights. They rarely were. They were often great fun for, you know, random stupid reasons, but
yeah,
always started those nights like, this is the night of our lives.
Yeah, it's, I always talk about, I try to talk about this, that the way you approach drinking, you never approach it that way with any other hobby. Like if you go mountain biking and you fall off four times, then you go, okay, I'm just going to put it away now.
Yeah.
This is not, I've only had one good time.
Yeah.
But with drinking, you'll have one really good time, like, every 3 months, you know, or, like, usually you have a decent time.
Yeah, a fun time.
But you have a really good time, but you just latch onto that one time when you had a good time.
Chasing the dragon.
And that, yeah, and you just chase this shit dragon that costs you so much money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's... The wild thing about it is it's the later hours when you just get loose and you're buying silly drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been appreciating it lately, having a few, but I just have a few with my girlfriend at the house and our mates come over or something like that. Or after a show sometimes, like every 3 or 4 months after Crab Lab, I'll have a few with the gang.
Yeah.
And it's great. But
I think you were just progressing as a normal aging man would.
Yeah,
just
like it's
just following the same path.
I don't know what my last.
I'm gonna party till I die.
I think England was my last, like, getting home at daylight.
Yeah.
At one time I got home at daylight.
Yeah, yeah. And right, it was, the next day off, basically.
But, oh, yeah. And I remember getting home at daylight, and I knew I should not take drugs, because I was like, I'm going to go home, have a little sleep, get up, and I'm going to party again.
Yeah.
Like, I was on a rampage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew that then it's not good to do that. all right. Well, we're coming into June, so we better... We'll be back with some June stuff.
Yes. I think you're right. About 8.5, 9.
The motel was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, motel.
What was the name of the hotel? I forget it. City Gate or something.
And, like, the shower heads were that sort of, like golden coppery sort of stuff.
The staff was so nice.
So good.
They were the nicest staff ever. And I think it was a City Gate or something like that. It was right across from the...
Let's talk about those shower...
Those shower heads, great.
That's class, I assume.
all right, we'll be back.
You're gonna have a sign off. That last episode I remember was a real unsatisfying sign off.
Oh, really?
Okay. You gotta give it a proper sign off.
What's a sign off?
We'll see you on that road again.
We'll see you on that road again.
Later. Wow, this podcast really does have everything. The highs, the lows.
Man, even in that difficult situation, I still think that's one of the best podcast episodes I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah, that is, there was drama, there was intrigue, there was everything you want. And in a way, it reminds me of the time when the Beatles had the top 4 singles on the charts, They were knocking themselves off top spot, which we've done again here with episode 5, Wagga Wagga, Wagga.
It's hard to digest because Dane is our friend. I almost would have rather have an ordinary show in Goulburn or somewhere like that.
Yes.
Than our friend who brought us out, and then we don't deliver. That was hard to swallow.
It was. And he was very kind. He didn't... I think when we were sort of a bit bummed out about it, he was not agreeing with us. He was saying it was pretty good.
Yeah. He was...
I think he was also saying that the crowd was down on what it would normally be by quite a margin, because he was doing his... filming his special that weekend as well. And he was saying that the Wagga City probably doesn't turn out for... 2 comedy shows a month, especially on the same weekend. So, I mean, there's excuses here.
Yeah.
It was half the crowd size. You know, and obviously, if in a packed out room, it's a lot harder to bomb.
Yeah, and I had the advantage. I didn't really warm them up too much, but then the other acts got on, destroyed. They went so good, a lot of the Wagga acts. And then I just kind of made myself a bit of the hero, like, because they'd warmed up enough. Because I had the break on my side,
but
if I did a spot then, I would have ate it so badly, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't make myself the hero, but you know when you're MC, honestly, you can kind of build yourself up.
You left Wagga Wagga as a hero. Yeah. I think you did.
I remember if someone gave me a figurine, they'd made of me.
They carved it for you during your set.
Yeah,
and out of a stump.
It was beautiful. A little too much.
Yeah, which was pretty off-putting during my set here and them whittling away, but it was a beautiful gesture all the same. Anyway, that's the end of episode 5.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any thoughts, you can, of course, get onto us.
Wagga, another excellent town. So great. Another one of those places that is a business kind of town.
Yeah.
But now is kind of cool and trendy. We went to a cool brewery and it's so great. I would love to move to Wagga.
I don't know if I may or may not have mentioned this in the episode. My sister married a guy who's in the army, and he got
moved from, they were living in Darwin, got moved to Wagga. And she said as they drove into town, she wept.
Your sister's a bit of a snowflake, I think.
I don't know if it's worth crying about.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I quite like it. She obviously didn't get the tour from Dane Simpson, the King of Wagga, because he paints a very fun picture.
Dane Simpson, check him out.
I think it's changed a lot in recent times as well.
I think so.
He took us to that...
Thirsty Crow?
Yeah, that brewery, which was great.
I remember, was it freezing cold?
Yeah, it was freezing cold.
Freezing cold, and Matt was complaining about something. And that was just
on the stage.
But yeah, that is one of the downsides of comedy. It's not, sometimes you have a bad show and you go, oh yeah, I don't know anyone there. And you get your money and you walk away. But that one was weird because I think we went in there so confidently.
We were riding high on some real fun shows.
And we'd had a few beers beforehand. The whole thing was a party. And then the party came crashing down.
And I think the Saints lost that night as well.
Yeah, and I think your stomach bug kicked in hard.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, I don't know what it was that week. But those beers were like going down like razor blades.
But hear it all. Hashtag Otra. Hashtag Otra. OTRA.
And
find us on the socials.
See you on the next episode where we talk about the beautiful town of Junee.
Oh, this was a great one.
We'll see you then. And as we always say here,
keep on that road, would you?
We'll see you on that road again.
Yeah, see you.